Okay, so I want to just go over some of the lemaisa of how to do the prosbul based on what we talked about. So we spoke last time about what's the lumdus of the prosbul. You're giving over the chov to Beistin. Essentially, the question is, are they collecting, and why is it okay for them to collect? Should we explain? Because either there's a kasev shalosh losha achicha biyadecha, or there's a hefker bezin hefker. There's different elements to it. So the question really is, so who can, what type of beis din do you need in order to do this? Okay. And this is a big machlokes, because the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara itself, I think I copied one of the sections here. Heich mahani and be'ezeh beis din. Did I copy that? Okay. So there's a Gemara that seems to be mashma, that in order for the prosbul to work, you would need a beis din with the authority to do hefker beis din hefker. Now, we don't have a beis din today that has the authority to do hefker beis din hefker. Right? Hefker beis din hefker means that the beis din can go ahead and basically create laws which are against the Torah in monetary areas. In halacha, they cannot do that. They can't say, well, this year no shofar. They could do that because it's Sheval Tase or whatever, but they don't have the authority in Isra Veheter to do that. But in Dine Mamanis, they have the authority to do that. But which basin has the authority to do that? Not our Beltic Dinim today. So the question becomes, so how do you, what?
What's it?
You need Smuchim, you need a Bezdin from the Duras before, you need a Bezdin that the whole B'nai Yisrael agrees to. A couple of basic factors. it wouldn't work if that's what you needed. So the question is, so what do you need? So there's three shitas. So one shita is that you actually do need the beis din that requires that it has the ability to do hefker beis din hefker, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says, therefore nowadays we wouldn't be able to do a prosbul. So the Aruch HaShulchan says a fascinating nekuda. So Zakta Aruch HaShulchan that like this. Remember the first week we discussed the whole issue of whether Shemitah's Ksafim is noyeg bizman hazeh altogether. Is Shemitah's Ksafim noyeg bizman hazeh? And we said over the story of the Rosh that the Torah brings down and the Chuvas HaRosh, that the Rosh says, I just came to a new area, and I don't see anybody doing Shemitah's Ksafim. Everyone's just collecting their loans as if nothing happened. And he says, I don't like this. And they try to explain to me, no, we have the rights to do it. And the Torah says, and the Rush says, I looked at all their documents. They have no rights to do this. But I can't. But the Rush says, so, and anyone came to me, I told them, you got to pay up. You have to let go, let the loan be negated. Mishamit. But the other Bati Dinim, I kept quiet. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, the question is, if a person doesn't write a prosbul, can they collect their debt anyway? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, based on the Rosh, you could. Because really, the Rosh is telling me that really, Me'ikra Adin, there's no Shmitas Ksafim nowadays. Otherwise, Yitaka would have stopped everyone. So Rav Moshe says, you didn't write a prosbul, you can collect the debt anyway, b'dievet. Now he says, the problem with that is that the levy may not want to pay it. Right, so like we've been saying the whole time, people barely pay loans when they have to. Let alone when they have an excuse to say that I hold like the other shita. Right. Why who? He's saying we're noig that way, but you can't be moicha because it's not the ikar halacha. No, because we're knowing that you don't. But
whether to cut your loan, but the Amerika is not. That was you telling people, or you were telling people
that. Right, so the Lashon Igros Maisha is, he's going much stronger with the fact that, you know, the B'dieved, Lemaisa, you didn't write the prosbul. Yeah, I can't stop you from collecting. The same way that if you go to another bez, I'm not going to stop you from collecting. Right, it's a little bit of a mechudish mahalach in the rush to basically say that the rush was saying the ikalach is not maskim. But then Ramesha brings down Aruch HaShulchan, and this is a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan.
If it's really the Eved, you could, there is no Shmita's Pesach.
Right, but the problem is, Rav Moshe says, but you have to go to a Beis Din that's going to follow my Pesach. Right? Now, most Bati Dinim nowadays are going to be like, look, the Rosh didn't collect the money. I'm not going to collect the money. So you go to MTJ, so the other guy will say, I want to go to this Beis Din that has lineage back to the Rosh. So he says, the likelihood that you're going to be able to, you have the right to collect it, but the Beis Din that you're going to bring the guy to has to.
We had before. We had a very few weeks ago. The loan is after, it's a 10-year loan. So we had a, like this.
Fine, but that's if it's a 10-year loan.
And since we passed, and since Sveik Sveika, because there's sheets anyways, we'll hold it.
Right, okay, so it's been starved. But here Rav Moshe is saying, just use that alone. That's a bigger chiddush.
But you can't say Kim like the other Shita. I can't say Kim like the other Shita. If I owe you for 10 years, I can't go to Beis Din. I can't say Kim like that I don't have to pay you back. Maybe before the
okay, I don't know all the problem of how you're gonna get your money. Just write the principle. But Lemaisa, then the Rav Moshe brings down an unbelievable Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan has a whole new pshat in the sugya. And the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He says that if you learn the sugya, the first week we started, it says that there was two takanais. Now what one that they were misakin and shmitas ksafim nowadays, and number two, Hillel saw no one was lending money. So they were Misakin Prozbul. So Hoshulchan says it's not a coincidence that these two Gemaras are next to each other. Hillel, the Chachamim would have never been Misakin Shemitah Sofim Midrabanan if there wasn't a built-in way out of it. Because Chazal knew that they're not going to go ahead and Misakin this thing is going to be a major michshol to everybody, that no one's going to want to lend money. So the only reason Chazal enacted the Dirabanan concept of Shemitah Sofim is because there's a built-in principle as a combat for it, escape. Because otherwise, it would be a big show for people. We're trying to make Shemitah Sofim Dirabanan. Here you are being open to derice and not lending people money. So it wouldn't be worth it. So therefore, he says, therefore, since that's how he learns the sugya. So therefore, he says, even David is not happy with this Aruch HaShulchan. It's a big finish. So he says, therefore, since nowadays we don't have the proper Beis Din to write a prosbul, so therefore we go back to that there's no shmitas ksafim nowadays either. That's Aruch HaShulchan's chiddush. So, and that's another mechanism to collect the loan if you didn't write a prosbul. But my point in saying that is that, I mean, this whole thing is a major chiddush, and I don't think most places can go with this Aruch HaShulchan or Ramesha. And I don't think that if a guy didn't write a prosbul, there's other ways out, but Bederach Klal, I don't think a Beis Din, just strictly speaking, will collect the loan. But my point in saying that is Aruch HaShulchan is going very strong with the fact that you need a strong Beis Din nowadays. But we pointed out last time that there's two other sheets. One sheet is you don't need a strong Beis Din. You need a Choshev Beis Din, one of the most important Bati Dinim of the generation, but it doesn't have to be a Beis Din, can't do Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. And that's the Shita of the Mechaber. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. The Shita of the Ramah is that you do not need a Beis Din Choshev at all, and any three people that show up at your doorstep, you can have them do a Prozbul. Okay, now, I brought Staris of Prozbul that I want to go over and show you how to do this, okay? So here's the question we have to understand. If did we discuss Bifanov and Shlomo Bifanov last week? No. Okay. So
any three people, I assume they have to be like Kachleida, Shana Shabbos, or
yeah, but they could be Kroivim. They could be Kroivim. They could be Kroivim to the for sure to the Malvin Leiva. I don't know if you could have three people that are craving to each other. Then I'm not sure. But relatives, that means. They can be relatives. Well, even craving to each other. Yeah. So now, the obvious question is, so how do you get to a Beis Din Chashuv? This is an amazing Beis Din B'nai Brak. I mean, I'm not there. So the Mechaber who paskins that you need to give it to a Beis Din Chashuv also has to paskin that the halacha is that you could be moiseret to the Beis Din shalei b'fanav. So what are you doing in front of the people? You're using the people in front of you as Eidim, not as a Beis Din. You're using them as Eidim and you're announcing and declaring in front of the Eidim, you're saying, hey, listen, I am now writing down that I am being moiser. My shtarois all my chayvus to that based it. And you now are testifying that I said that. According to that understanding, the shtar principle is just a shtar raya. It's not a shtar kinyan, right? Because it's a raya that I did it. But how am I doing it? I'm doing it really with my amira in front of the edim.
It's not a shlichus.
No. They're not a shlichus. I'm doing it directly with that beizdin, shaloi b'fneim, but I need to do it in front of a beizdin or in front of witnesses, pashas edim, that to say that I'm doing it. Oh, so first of all, so the yesh oimim in the mechaber, you need two. But the Gra as a chiddush, the yesh oimim, you need three. The Gra says, because since there's no beizdin, we expanded the edim concept to three, which is a unique place in Torah that you need three edim. You don't need to do that. Why is that easier? I'm being moister starois to the vested in front of the witnesses, and I'm saying that was Hillel Sakana, that you could be moister the stars shlomi frame through your amira. And the frusbol is not creating the heter. What's creating the heter is your declaration in front of the witnesses. Hey, I'm giving over the stars to based.
They don't even have to know about it. Meaning,
they're not going to know about it. Trust me, Mr. Carlos is not too worried about your $50 loan, you know, that's outstanding to your babysitter or whatever. It's not, you know, they're not getting this. It's not even like Mechiras Chometz. Mechiras Chometz, you give the stars to the guy. Over here, okay, that's if you go with the Mechaber. If you go with the Ramah, so now it could be different. If you go with the Ramah, then Pashtus, you need to do in front of the Beis Din that you're giving it to. So you're giving it to these three guys, and you're saying, hey, take my shtaris. According to that, the Ketzois writes that the Prusbol is actually, it's not the declaration which is doing it, it's the Prusbol which is doing it. So it's a shtar kinyan. It's a different lamdus of a shtar. And the people signing it are not Edim, they're a Beis Din. So it's like a very different arrangement.
We don't have to actually give them the stars.
Well, you're writing that this with this, I'm being mocking to you the stars. Right? So according to the Ketzois, in the Ramah, it's a shtar kinyan, not a shtar raya. The ikur is the giving, not the declaration, and the people are vested, not edim. So there's two systems here. Each one has an amaili and another chasarn. The Sephardim, the amaili is you have a good basin, so it's a little more realistic. The chasarn is the basin, it's not here. The Ramah's mahalach is better because the basin is here. The chasarn is that they're not around, right? Now, before I get, there's one other point, which is the following. Like you said, can I make a shliach? I can't come. Listen, can you be moiser my shtaris? So there's a big question about that. The Pesachim and then say you could. But the Chazon Ish was weary of that because there's a concept, if you're learned in yeshiva, gittin, or other mesechtas, you may have heard of the concept of mili lemimser and l'shliach. You can't make a shliach. There's a concept of shlichus, right? I can have you do something on my behalf. But could I have you say something on my behalf? So Chazal, I'm not into that. For example, let's say I want to make a shliach to divorce my wife. So the shliach has to hear me say, you're my shliach. Can I make you a shliach to make a shliach for me? It's mealy because I'm not doing anything with you. I'm not asking you, go buy me something. I'm not asking you, go be megarish my wife. I'm not asking you, go do a kinyan. I'm asking you, go tell him to be my shliach. So what about that? That doesn't work. The shlichus has to be real on something concrete. So can I make a shliach to declare in front of the Beis Din that I'm giving over my stars? It's a big machlekes. So it could be, it would depend on this. If the ikur is the amir, the kinyan, so if the declaration is really not the point, and the point is the star, so it could be that the Beis Din is doing the star, and it really depends on how you go. Now, the best way to do it, if you can't make a shliach, is what the Chazon Ish did. In Tafshin Yud Ches, with Shemitah, so Tafshin Yud Tes, so the Chazon Ish wanted to use the Beis Din Chashuv in Yerushalayim, Dushinsky's Beis Din. But he wasn't going to schlep to Yerushalayim. So he wrote on a paper, I am declaring that I want the Beis Din in Yerushalayim to take my shtaris, and he sent a shliach to go bring the paper to them. Then what they did was when they received the paper, now they say, oh, we see there's a Gilui Das. There's no Mipiyam, only Mipiksavam. The Gilui Das, the Chazon Ish wants us to take it. And then they wrote the Prusbol on as the Beis Din. But you can't just write a Prusbol and this in your house and hand it in and the Beis Din would sign it. That wouldn't, right? They have to actually like rewrite. So here's my question. is you have an online principal, right? Now, online principal, I don't mean that you can download the form then go to three people and sign it. I'm talking about you do Google form, submit.
Google Docs.
Right, Google Doc, Google Forms, principal.chabad.org, and submit. So, l'chora, that doesn't work because you didn't do the declaration in front of a Beis Din. The Chazanish's case is that the Beis Din took the letter that he wrote as a declaration and then they wrote the principal. But, so the only way that the, I'm saying Chabad.org because I saw that they have it on there, the only reason that that would work is if on the other side, right, on the other side of the website, there's somebody downloading all the names with a Beis Din, and then they're saying, then they see, oh, this guy wants a principal, and then they write the principal for that. But that document won't work.
What if the computer automated, like, as it took, as the data came in, it just put it into, like, a principal, printed it out? So, you know,
and I'm saying that there's no Beis Din ever. There was no Beis Din when you said it, and there's no Beis Din signing it. So where's the Beis Din? It doesn't work.
The master sheet,
and then they're going to say, we see that everyone on this list wants a principal. Okay, so I'm saying it has to be that there's somebody else processing it on the other end. What? Otherwise, if there's no processing on the other end, that alone that you declared it on a computer doesn't mean anything. No, it's very different than Mechiras Chametz. Because it is different than Mechiras Chametz.
They don't because it on the other end, and it's no good.
What?
No, but they don't sell their homes to the
God. But you know they're selling their homes to the God.
It's no, fine. So I'm selling the Chametz. So everyone just printed out, and I'm selling the guy everyone in here. But here, there's a Beis Din involved. So you need the Beis Din to actually sign off on the people that what's it called? It can't be that the secretary prints it out and then you know files it in the cabinet. That's all I'm saying. No, it's not a problem if you do that, because if she prints it out and gives it to the guy, it's fine. I'm just saying you need now all of a sudden a Beis Din to go process all. Okay, I'm not saying how it works. I don't know what to do on the other end. All I'm saying is that it's interesting to point out it doesn't just work by submitting it. You need a process of a Beis Din. Okay. Now, so Taka, someone just asked me we'll get to that because we'll put together. Now, I have two forms. I have five forms here. So I want to, here, I'm going to go over these with you. Yeah, Dov, you want to hand these out? Because it's Kedai. Now, when you go and do the principal, you need to do is, you don't just sign it. The Beis Din signs it. You have to say the words of the principal. One of each, okay? So the first one is the Beis Din Meisharim one, and not the one that says Prisbal Le'isha, the one that says Prisbal Le'ish, okay? So the top one, when it says Prisbal Le'ish, that's the Ashkenazi version, and that's very simple. The guy declares, the creditor declares before the Dayanim, Meisrani Lachem HaDayanim, I'm giving to you, Kol Shekol Choyv Sheyeshli, any chayiv that I have, bein b'shtar bein ba'al peh, shagvenu, because my chair said that I will collect it whenever I want. Now, we heard you say that. So b'moisav tlosak echad avina, us three were here when this guy came in front of us and he said moisrani to the three, you know, hatar sadarim yidin that are sitting there. Since he gave us the mila de prusbal, so we went in and followed the minig of Chazal, and he can go ahead and collect his debt. So there's no chash of Beis Din. There's no, it's just a simple declaration. Now, on the second half of the page, you'll see it says prusbal l'shita samachaber. So now that's a prusbal according to the Sfaradim. So what does it say there? Now it says, Maestrani la dayanim, I have to be moisturate to the Chosha Beis Din. So who's the Chosha Beis Din? Shlomo Elio Miller Mitranto, Rabbi Miller Mitranto, Rav Yaakov Ephraim Akoyan Forsheimer from Lakewood, Rabbi Yisachar Dov Khan from Lakewood, so Rabbi Dov Khan and Rabbi Forsheimer from Lakewood, Shekol Choyv Sheyeshli,
okay? Even though they were
Beis Din,
they actually never sat together. Different cities.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess they feel that they sat together. I don't know.
Okay.
So now look carefully. This is the Sephardi version. Remember, we said that the Sephardi version, the people sitting in front of you are not a Beis Din. What? Beis Din Meisharim picked those three.
These are
Ashkenazi. Right. So why would the Spartans go for this?
Feel better. That's why.
Yeah, whatever. This is for the Yeshiva Shesfardim. So it says here. Now look carefully at the lashon. It says Anan Hachois Min Mata. The undersigned Sahadi. What does Sahadi mean? Testify. What did the top one say? The Moisav Tlosa Kichada Havina. This lashon of a Beis Din. So when the guy's declaring it according to the Ramah, he's declaring it to a Beis Din. According to the Machaber, he's declaring it that he, in front of Adim, Anan Sahadi, that we're giving it to the other basin over there. So the Lashon is different. Anan Achois Mimata Sahadi, Eich Shabala Fanenu Ben Pliny, and he gave over his stars to that Chosh of Bezdin in Lakewood, etc. So this is what we're talking about, that there's two different versions of this, okay? Now comes nowadays, and what happens nowadays? Nowadays, everyone wants to try to get both shittas. Just because you're Ashkenazi, why should you go with the Ramah if you could try to
find the money? We're very popular.
You may have some outstanding Sephardish debt and you want to make sure you can collect or whatever. So now came Rabbi. So came Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv was Mechadish, a new Nusach of the Shtar. So this is the Beis Din. There's two main Bate Dinim in Lakewood. One is Mesharim, one is the Beis Avad of Lakewood. So in the Beis Avad, they use Rabbi Yashiv's Nusach. So you look at Rabbi Yashiv's Nusach. It's on the next page, on the one that says the Beis Avad. So Rabbi Yashiv's Nusach tries to get both the Mechaber and the Ramah in one document. So how does he do that? He says like this. Anachnu achois min mata. You see that where I am? It's in the box on this page. So he says, Anachnu Hachois min mata, we the undersigned, ma'ashrim, we are verifying, shabola faneinu, that this guy came to us, you know, Yaakov Tzvi Blecher came, va'amar, he made the following declaration, hareini moisel bezdin choshev, I'm giving over to the following important bezdin, Rabbi Yeshua Kopenya, of David Grossman, and Rabbi Yaakov Yeshua Simetsky. I don't know, they came up with this, story. Fine. And he said, shakol choyv sheyeshli, that's what he said. But then he also told me something else. But if I cannot give it to those three, why wouldn't I be able to give it to those three? Why not? Because they're not here. If it doesn't work unless they're here, then I'm giving it to you as Dayanu. So if it works that I'm giving it to you I'm giving it to them, and I want you to sign that I said that I'm giving it to them. But if it doesn't work to give it to them because it's Shlomo Fanov, then I'm giving it to you. Bezin Mesharim, I asked them why didn't they suggest this. So actually, I asked Rabbi Forsheimer himself after we spoke to him. I got on the phone. So I asked Rabbi Forsheimer. So he's like, "You're Ashkenazi, right?" That was it. Why are you trying to do the Mechaber now? Because he wanted to have all the shittas. Right, no. The real answer is, so I asked one of the Dayanim in the Mesharim Bezdin, and the Dayanim in the Mesharim Bezdin told me, he said, what's most important about the Pros Bowl is that the people doing the Pros Bowl understand what they're doing. So if you're going to confuse them with the complicated shtar, then you're losing out the most basic Milo, which is to just know what's going on. So if this doesn't work, it's confusing. It's much better to use an inferior nusach that everyone understands what they're doing. What? Now, as I'm doing this, I'm realizing.
You don't have to sign both possible intentions. If it's a case, we're signing this. If not, we're
Well, that's the problem. Right, so as I am reading this, I'm realizing that there's a major problem with the Rilyash of Nusach, or at least I have to look into it, which is the people are signing. Are they signing as Edim or as Dayanim? Because the way we broke it down was that if you're doing the Machabra Shita, then you're Edim. If you're doing the Ramah Shita, you're Dayanim. So what? Which one are you? Am I actually the judge here and taking the stars?
You can't be a based and that's also witnessing something.
Right.
When they sign, what are they signing?
They're signing this tonight. So someone asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman on the Rabbi Yashiv Nusach. So according to Rabbi Yashiv's nusach, the guy got up there and he said, if it works to give it to Shlomo Fanav, I'm doing Shlomo, I'm giving it to the Bezdin in Bnei Brak or Lake. But if that's too fancy, then I'm giving it to you guys. Now remember last week we discussed that you have to come collect your debt eventually, right? Isn't that the whole point of this? So how are you collecting your debt? Maybe the guy will say, oh no, which Bezdin are you coming from? The Bezdin Lake. No, but maybe there's a time, maybe it's the other Bezdin. So he can zil hachi kamat, he could kind of push you off and say, which Bezdin did you come from? First of all, you don't have to bring him. Second of all, I'm a shlech, whichever Bezdin it is. But anyway, so I thought that was interesting. The double nuschayis over here, you know, the breakdown of how we get to our, you know, to the nusach that we have today. Right, exactly. So I don't know. I'm still not sure, you know, exactly what to do. Now, before this is the last year before we have to actually do the Prose Bowl, because next week at this time we're gonna be writing the Prose Bowl. It's Ever Sunday, right? So
you could do before that.
No, it doesn't have to be done Ever Sunday. But you may lend, if you lend anyone money after you write the Prose Bowl, then you can't collect it. So some people want to wait till the last minute. Now, I want to say, okay, we have time for two more Ha'aris, okay? Gishmak Ha'aris. Remind me about the stipler. I want to talk about the stipler, about writing it Erev Rosh Hashanah, okay? Fine. So, but I want to just very briefly, in about 5 minutes, go over the second half of Siman Samech Zayin. All this is in Siman Samech Zayin in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat. That's from Sif Yud Zayin and on to Lamed. But the first 17 Sifim talk about something else, which we didn't touch at all. And that is, what type of debt is Nimchal, and what type of debt is subject to the Shvius? So we were just learning the Mishnah. So someone asked me Friday morning the following question: that my daughter is in seminary and she over the summer tutored some kids. My sister, she was not paid yet, so she wants to know, she's theoretically owed that money, so does she have to write a Prose Bowl for that money? Okay, so now the question is Shemitah, is Shemitah to negate all debt or only debt which is from a loan, only loans? Okay, right? What about if you have debt from any other source of, you employment, or you have an outstanding payment or a service provided, or even if you sold something? Let's say you have a store that sells on credit. Yeah, you go put it on my tab. What's with the tab? So, Lumaisa, I saw last night, there's a 8-page tshuva from a Mishnah Sabarin about this question: what's the difference between a kafas chanos and the case of the mishar? Sounds unbelievable, pilpul over there. But anyway, so there's this big stira in the Mishnayos. Okay, there's one Mishnah that says that hakafas chanos, which is a store credit, is not subject to Shemitah. Some Rishonim learn that teaches me that the only things which are subject to Shemitah is loans. Anything which is debt generated in any other way is not subject to Shemitah at all. But there's a big steer to that. Because the steer to that is that the next Mishnah says that if you go to a guy, you know, in those days, a lot of times people would actually engage in some sort of buying food on Yom Tov. There's a lot of Mishnahs in Beah about it. You would actually figure out a way to buy food on Yom Tov. So essentially, because you couldn't keep food for that long, so you had a 3-day Yom Tov. When are you buying the meat for? You have to, the guy had to shecht on Yom Tov and give you fresh meat. When there's no refrigerators, how are you going to do it otherwise? So on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, in those days, in the years of the Mishnayos, the first day of Rosh Hashanah was still the last day of Elul. Not like today, when the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. But in the days of the Mishnah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah very well could have been the last day of Elul. So he said, so the Mishnah says, let's say in the first day of Rosh Hashanah you needed meat, and you went to a guy and you said, can I have, you know, I want the 13th rib. So I want the rib. So, and you, but you can't pay him now. So it's understood You're going to pay him. You owe him the money. And he says, thanks. Just put it on my tab. Thanks. I'm not paying now. And then by nightfall, you don't owe him the money anymore. Because now Shemitah kicked in. And you can't write a proposal. So you go to the guy, you know, you go to your local friend that has a nice wine collection. You say, hey, you know, I need some wine for Yontif. I'll pay you back. You get the wine. And at night you tell him, by the way, I don't owe you the money anymore. Because Shemitah now kicked in between the first and second night, right? So not nowadays, but in those days. No, okay, but the mice, you did it now. There is a way out, but if you didn't do the way out.
And if the shechting isn't me, you gotta do it because it's going to get spoiled.
Right, so you're saying advance the credit.
But you didn't do it.
Right, so the mice, the Mishnah says that Hitaka's Shvi'is is Rishamit. So Frek the Yushalmi and all the Rishonim, the two Mishnahs, Alf to Beis, is a steer one to the next. The first Mishnah says store credit is not subject to Shmita. The second Mishnah says, That if you shechted you gave a guy meat and you expect money in return, Shemitah negates that debt. So what's going on? It's a head-on collision between the two Mishnahs. So there's two ways to answer this question. One way is basically there's a shita that says it's going like a different shita. They're going like two different opinions. But we passing like the first Mishnah, and therefore that's the Ikar Halacha that only debt generated by loans is subject to Shemitah. But the Beis Yosef and a lot of other Achronim have a different answer. Listen to the answer, it's very interesting. They say that the case of a tab, the reason it's not subject to Shemitah is not because it's not a loan. Even if it's not a loan, it's subject to Shemitah. But the thing with the tab is that it's understood that it's not collectible yet. When the tab builds up to a certain point, then he sends the bill. But Kol Zman, he's still adding to the tab. His intention is not to collect. So it's like a debt which is due after Shemitah. So it's not subject to Shemitah. But if you have a one-time purchase, you go to a store to buy shoes, you owe the guy money right now. That's subject to Shemitah.
There's no thing that is collectible after Yom Kippur more than this. I'm taking the meat on Yom Kippur. Everybody knows I can't hold money. You can't hold money.
No, but the Bederach Klal. But Bederach Klal, you're right. But Bederach Klal, that type of choiv is chal immediately because I don't have credit at my store. I'm a butcher. I want my money. So therefore, you owe me the money right away. It doesn't make a difference. The debt is chal today. The debt is chal now. No, but this is not 30 days. That's what I'm saying. That's it. The nature of a guy who sells meat, if it would have been on Friday, he would have expected payment on site. So that means the nature of the debt is that it's chal right now. So therefore, that's subject to Shemitah. Now, basically, therefore...
In Mecca Chomemkar,
right. No, because... It's agarnata. It means you're good, but if you hold strictly, you need halva. It's not halva. According to that, you did. Now, I think in the end, we're not passing like that. We're going to pass in that any money owed that's owed, okay, is subject to Shemitah. And furthermore, if you were what's called in Chazal zakfan alav b'milva, you were zakfan alav b'milva. Zakfan alav b'milva means that you actually created it into a loan. You turned it into a loan. Then everyone holds your chayv. So therefore, if the guy sent an invoice or something like that, then it's already subject to Shemitah. So this girl, so what did she do? She tutored somebody one session, $50. Next session, $50. So at some point, she's thinking to herself, this person owes me $300 for the six sessions. So she put together all the debt and she says, now you owe me a lump sum of $300. So that's subject to Shemitah, so she has to write a prosbul. Now, let's put together this with the first part of the shir. How does she write a prosbul? Does she call up her father and say, can you write a prosbul for me? But then you shail the shlichus. So I said that what really she should do is do the chazanish. She should send an email saying, I want Bezdin to write a prosbul for me. Then present that to the three people and they fill out the name and fill out the star. So that's the best way to do it. L'maisa v'asher paskas that a shlichus would work, but that's just, that would be the best way to do it. So bottom line is, even people, that's what I'm saying, wages would be nichol. Correct. So that's why anyone who thinks, anyone says, well, I don't lend people money. I don't have to write a principle. No, but you may be owed money because, you know, maybe your employer has an outstanding debt to you. Or maybe you want to be reimbursed for something that you laid out. And you, right? You know, there's a million different ways why you may be owed money that you want to be make sure that you write a principle to cover yourself on all these types of debt. Okay? Now, just one last chop thing from the stipler, Gvaldika chop. Okay? Just to finish with this. So the stipler held like this. He said that the halacha of a shtar is that it's chal at the end of the day of when you write it. So he says, if you don't write a zman in the shtar, most of these shtaris, there's no space for the time. It's just the date, right? It says, b'hayoyim pleni, yoyim pleni of el. There's no time, there's no zman. So when is the actual principle chal? When does it take effect? At the end of the day, because it's all included in that. So he says, so fine. Dr. Stipler, no, I want to suggest to do the following. If you're going to write it Erev Rosh Hashanah, you should write a zman, 10 a.m. So the principle takes effect at 10 a.m. Now it takes effect 10 a.m. Anything you do after that is not subject to principle. After you write the principle, then you give someone a dollar, you lend them a dollar, and you say to that person, I'm lending you a dollar, but it's due in an hour from now. So, because otherwise it's time and hovah shloshim yoyim and you can't collect it. It's due in an hour from now. Then you go back to, then you say to yourself, I'm a shamit that loan, and you can kind of admit to the rice of Shemitah after the principle. It's the bits of the Rabban Rosh Hashanah. So he says, if you're writing the principle Erev Rosh Hashanah, you should write a Zman, and then, and if you want to Mekayim the Mitzvah, then you can lend someone money afterwards and Mekayim the Mitzvah.
No, I don't like the Zman. It's still Moisish Shteirasa. I can't be Moisish Shteirasa. The Shtar, it's a play for an hour later.
No, because if the Bezdin will say,
you know, if you have a Shtar without a Zman, and I owe money, so you want to take him the Guchas.
You're saying, who cares if the principle is chazer? But the Amira was the Ikar, and the Amira was already done. But he's saying that even if physically, the Maisa, I gave the Halva after I gave the Shtar to Bezdin, so who cares when it takes effect? Maybe that depends if it's the Shtar Kenyan or Shtar Raya. No, it depends if it's the Shtar Kenyan or Shtar Raya. If you go with the Mechaber, then you're right. Then you're right. But if you go with the Ramah, then you're it's a kinyan of the stars, and that kinyan is a schal only at the end of the day. No, because
three of the eight and die, all three of the people who signed on the star died before the sman. It's still a good thing. It's not it's schal. The business is dead at that point.
I hear. Okay.
It was schal when they were still alive.
I hear. Okay. You're saying you don't need to write this man to be able to do this thing. This cop. And if someone asked me this, is it an Indian to, after the principal, lend money so that you can kind of, it's a stipler. I don't know if there's Indian or not, but the stipler, Lemaisa said to do that. What? So here's your Apple PK, right? Right. Yeah. The Gemara says that, but that's without a principal. Oh, yeah. You see, the Gemara says, that if you no one wrote a prosbul, so the malva should say mishametani. The malva should say the lender should say I don't want to collect it, but the loive, the borrower, should say I want to give it to you anyway. And as a matter of fact, the Meroim were very upset at certain people that did not say that you should want to pay back the debt, even if it's as a gift or whatever. But you should want to pay back the debt. So he's asking. So if the guy says, I want to pay it back and give it back to you anyway, Mekayim the Mitzvah Shemitah, L'chari you are, because you said Meshametani. So,
did that still pay you back the dollar?
Yeah. He's supposed to.
Did the lender demand to see your cruise ball? Let me see if I even know it's
you. Oh, that's a good question. Excellent question. So, can the lender...
Right.
And it goes by... No. So the Gemara says, "Mishamar prusbal hayaliv avad is nema." If someone says, "I had a prusbal and I don't want to show it to you," you cannot demand that you should see it, because we believe him that he wrote it. Why?
It was 7 years ago. I don't remember. So I don't know where it is.
No,
I did.
Right. No. So you're 100% believe. The reason is because I'll say, since it's something which is so easy to do, there's no reason to assume he didn't do it.
Just do a Google form.
Oh, that's for sure. If the guy says you did a Google form, I'm not paying. Okay. So, like I said, the Gemara says that Moitzay Shviyas ben David Ba, the year after Shviyas Mashiach comes. Chaim says is because the end of Shemitah. I just saw a week ago. I was looking in the Igris of the Chafetz Chaim, and I opened up to this thing randomly that he says that because the end of Shemitah is a Gavaldika Eis Ratzon. That people are doing mitzvahs and everyone's talking about it, or whatever. So it's a galdika yitzrotzen, and therefore it's an opportunity to. That's what's ma'or, that motzei shvius is after all the mitzvahs of shvius, is the opportunity for Mashiach to come. But Kopanim, this is our, learning the nyanim is a little bit of shy. I think this week I'm going to.